We may receive God's unlimited grace to do good. November 23. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? NKJV. We are all under obligation to deny self daily for Christ's sake. Jesus says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Whosoever doth not bear his cross, and come after me, cannot be my disciple." As we call upon God at every step, pleading for divine wisdom as we advance, seeking for light and grace in order that under all and in every circumstance we shall do unto others as we would that they should do unto us were we in their place, we shall feel the necessity of fulfilling the broad and deep requirements of the holy law of God. Thus shall we lose sight of self, and looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we shall lay upon the foundation deeds of mercy, benevolence, compassion, and love, which are compared to gold, silver, and precious stones, which the fires of the last days cannot consume. The Lord Jesus is our efficiency in all things, His Spirit is to be our inspiration, and as we place ourselves in His hands to be channels of light, our means of doing good will never be exhausted, for the resources of the power of Jesus Christ are to be at our command. We may draw upon His fullness, and receive of that grace which has no limit. The captain of our salvation at every step would teach us that almighty power is at the demand of living faith. He says, "Without me ye can do nothing," but again declares that greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto my Father. We are to pray without ceasing. In supplicating the throne of grace in the name of Christ, the promise is sure, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name, ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." When you make God your trust, when you call upon him with your whole heart, he will be found of you. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer, thou shalt cry, and he shall say, "Here I am."